the destruction of the temple and the subsequent destruction of the national entity of the Jewish people occurs, as I pointed out to you last week, in a significant fashion because of the warfare amongst the Jews themselves. The warring groups in Yerushalayim destroyed all hope of victory. And the fact that they burned all of their supplies, their grain, only facilitated the coming destruction, the victory of the Romans. In the midst of all of this carnage and quarrelsome, bloody civil war between the Jews, the leadership of the Jewish people passed on a permanent basis from the hands of political leaders to the hands of religious leaders. And the main religious leader at the time of the destruction of the temple was the famous Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, whom I discussed with you last week, who was yet a Talmid, a disciple of the great Hillel. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai for 40 years was a businessman, for 40 years he studied Torah, for 40 years he led the Jewish people, he led the Sanhedrin. Yochanan ben Zakkai served together with Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was the Nasi at the beginning of this great civil war. But Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disappears in the war. We don't know exactly what happened to him. Most authorities say that he died during the war. It's not clear whether he died of natural causes or he died because of the war. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, to a certain extent, abdicated his powers of being the Nasi to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We find in documents of the times that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai signed together on the documents with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was not a descendant of Hillel, was certainly the most influential religious leader of the time. The Talmud tells us, the famous story in the Gemara Gittin, the Talmud tells us that when Jerusalem was under siege, there was an agreement between the zealots and between the Romans that every night the dead would be allowed to be taken out of the walls of the city to be buried. And that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had himself placed in a coffin and taken from the city in order that he should be able to cross the lines and come to the Roman general Vespasian. The Talmud tells us that the Jewish guard, suspecting a trick, actually stabbed the coffin, ran a sword through the coffin to make certain that it was a corpse there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai miraculously survived, and he came before the Emperor Vespasian, and he greeted Vespasian, the general, and informed him that Vespasian was going to be the Emperor of Rome. Now, this was because of the fact that after the death of Nero, the Roman situation fell into chaos. There were different competitors, as you can imagine, for the leadership of the empire. And in fact, in one year, in the year 69, there were four